We are talking about rehabilitate your mind. Tell your neighbor, it's time. It's time to change the way you think. Tell him. Go ahead, tell him. Don't be afraid. Amen, amen. Now, I was asking God what... It's pretty interesting, okay? I was asking God how... what the message would be about and how to deliver it and everything. And so he gave me this. And now, rehabilitate... The word rehabilitate means to bring... To bring someone or something back to normal, healthy condition, after an illness, injury, drug problem, etc. Okay? That's the word rehabilitate. Now, our mind has been consumed with a lot of things of this world. And God is calling it to come back. Amen? He is calling it to change your way of thinking to God's way. Now, if we've tried it the world's way, and the world's way will always leave you empty and down. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20. Okay, there's the rest of the verses. So we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20, then Romans chapter 7, verse 25, then Romans 12, verse 2. Amen? Can you say amen? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 says that, however, this is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with the regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Tell your neighbor, put off your old self. Verse 23. To be made new in attitude of your minds. And to put on the new self. Tell your neighbor. Put on the new self. Created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Today we're gonna learn how to change our mind. Okay. To put on the new self. You are no longer that old self. Right? Some of you guys have come a long way. Some of you guys have changed tremendously. Your mind is like a very powerful, complex computer. Okay? It is the most complex computer that you have ever seen or thought or anything. Right? Your mind has memory, it has vision, has hearing, smelling, touch. You have all these senses within you. You can multitask all the time, right? You can, some of you guys, it's pretty hard to just clap and sing. Okay? I get that. All right? Some of you guys can do that. Now, a lot of you guys, a lot of women can multitask like crazy, right? Our wives can do all these things, and they're doing like 10 billion things at once, and it's just like, just concentrate on one. Just concentrate on one. And so, we go on throughout the day multitasking, doing all kinds of stuff. Our minds are processing like no other computer in this world. Okay, let me tell you how much. Your mind processes about 72 gigabytes of information every second. 72 gigabytes of information every second. That is a lot. That is a lot. Some of your iPhones might have like 4 gigabytes in it. Right? And that's all they can store. Some of them might have 16, whatever, right? But think about that. 72 gigabytes of information every second. That's how much your mind is awesome. Your mind is awesome. God created you awesome. Tell your neighbor, God created you awesome. Now, it is pretty spectacular how your mind processes things. When we see things, you know, we can go to certain places and we picture things, or we can go to certain places and we visualize those things, right? We see those things, and then later on in life, we remember it, right? We have like a picture memory in our minds. certain types of food, right? You smell it. You could be home and then your wife cooks something, right? And you're like, that smells good. You're like a bear. You start coming downstairs, right? Like, what is that? I know I smelled that before, right? So we have all these senses that we can process, and it's pretty amazing, okay? It's pretty amazing. So what is God saying? God is saying is that, verse 22, I said, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Sometimes if you deal with certain situations, right, it creates a chemical reaction in your body. Okay? Like, for instance, if you're fiending for coffee, right? Fiending, your body's creating something. Now, when you take that test, the taste of the coffee, you're like, ooh, yeah, tastes good, right? Now, for some of you, it could be a chocolate cake. It could be whatever, right? Once you get that taste in your mouth, you know, right? Cheesecake. I'll make you guys hungry, huh? A big old steak, juicy, see, it creates something, okay? Creates a chemical reaction in your body. The same goes with drugs. The same goes with drugs. Let me tell you what it's called. It's called dopamine. That's your chemical reaction in your body that wants those certain things. So whenever you take drugs, that's why you forget that dopamine. It forgets about every worry in the world, and it focuses on the good desire that you have the right now. Okay? That's what happens. It's like ecstasy and pleasure in your body with certain things. Some people, like I said, it could be coffee, it could be a certain drink, a Pepsi or whatever, right? A juice, you know? But for some people, it could be that the drug or the alcohol or whatever it might be, okay? It creates a chemical reaction that also happens in sex, right? It's the same process. It's the same desire that you're getting, okay? Now, that's what happens in your brain. That's how your brain processes it. It forgets about the worries and focuses on the now pleasure. Let me tell you that the devil can use that against you, right? That's why when you're in certain places and if you used to be an alcoholic and then you go into a bar and you start looking at at all the drinks and stuff and your mouth begins to water and for that drink or things like that. Because your body is producing that, I want that, okay? The devil can use that. The devil can use that. Now, he's going to use the things that can get you. He's not going to use the things that have no meaning to you. Okay? He's going to use the pleasures. Your lustful desires. And this is what it was talking about. It's deceitful desires. So what did God saying? What is he saying? To be made new in attitude of your mind. You know why? Because your mind starts it all. You give into your mind, you're going to give in. Now, let's go to Romans 7:25. It says, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in the mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. So, a lot of the times, we want to do good, but our bodies want to do bad, right? And so it's a war between our mindset and our bodies. Who's going to win? Now, what I was doing is I was looking at all this research about how scientifically the mind works and how things of your mind work, okay? And every time they do science things like this, research, they did some scientific research here in Arizona. They did some scientific research all over the place, okay? And what they found out that soldiers, Navy SEALs, right? This is what they do. Now, there's a process within the Navy SEAL that when they put them in the water, it's a big test. While they're underneath the water, they have an oxygen tank, okay? And they have to stay in the water for so long. With this oxygen tank, that's their life source, right? Now, what happens? The fear of drowning gets in their mind, right? Now, the key is if they're going to overcome that fear or if they're going to give in to that fear, then they're going to take off their stuff and float up and say, I quit. Now, they do this, and not a lot of people passed. And so this is what happens, is they go down there, and the instructor comes behind them, and he ties up their oxygen tank, ties it up. So while they're down there, now what happens? The brain begins to panic, right? I don't have oxygen, right? Your brain is like, oh my God, what am I going to do, right? It's the same thing that happens when you're on a roller coaster, right? You're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then you go down, right? Your body, your brain is reacting like, no, 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 no. I don't want to feel this way. No, I don't like it, right? Now, here's the thing. Some people cannot go on roller coasters because they can't overcome that fear, right? So, now, while they're down and the instructor ties their oxygen mask, Navy SEALs, all right? Now, they have certain time to respond to that. Like I said, and a lot of them will pass, and then they'll untie it. They'll take off their oxygen bag off or whatever it is, you know, harness, and they'll untie it and then put it back in their mouth so they can breathe. And then as soon as they're done with that, okay, that's not it. The instructor gets back on there. He'll turn off their oxygen or do something else, pull it off them, okay? And they have to do it again, another situation. And then when they take that again, then the instructor does it over and over and over. All these things that he'll do. He'll either turn it off or take it away from him or all these scenarios to see how they're going to react to this. They're either going to pass the test or they're going to fail, get too scared, and say, forget this, I'm going up to the top. That's what happens. Now, all this is a battle, if you think about it, it's a battle in their mind. Okay, it's not about all physical. It's not about who's the toughest, who's the strongest, but it starts in their mind. Some of them that are, they said that some of the Navy SEALs, they have came that are great athletes, just have great stud bodies like me, right? But they don't make it. They don't make it because they can't pass that mindset test. See, what I'm telling you today is that the battle starts in your mind, okay? The battle starts in your mind. Whenever you wake up in the morning, whenever you get up out of bed and you begin to think, what are your thinking process? What are your thinking process? Are you too worried about what's going to happen here, what's going to happen there? Are you stressed out about certain situations? Or what am I going to do in this? I don't know if my job is going to be there. Or I don't know if I'm going to make it through this or things like that. Right? It starts in the mind. Now, here's the difference, okay? What did it say? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. Are you giving your mind to God? Or are you giving your mind to the devil? Who's winning? Change the way you think. Change the way you process things in your mind. There's a saying that the only thing to fear is fear itself, right? See, if we can give in to our lustful desires, we will be stopped from becoming the champion and achieving success as God wants you to. If we give in. If we give in to our lustful desires. It starts in the mind. See, to have a mind of a champion, you must be very dedicated, diligent, so you don't give in into your lustful desires. You must be dedicated, diligent, to what? To training your thought process, to training your mind every single day. Every single day. That's why I've been telling you guys, read just a verse a day. Read something in the morning. When you get up, your first thought, if you can put your first thought into God and thanking Him, watch how your day goes a lot better. If you can read just a little bit of the word before you start going, you're processing your mind. Okay? Now, I'm going to tell you how they told these Navy SEALs to overcome these things. Because there was only like a few very little percentage that were passing these tests. And so what they did is that they told them, they started helping them by their thought process. Listen, you are thinking billions of stuff all day long. Every single day that you go out through your work, that you're driving, that whatever you're doing, your mind is thinking a billion thoughts. A lot of things are going through your mind. A lot of things are going through your thinking. Now, train your mindset. Change your mindset to the mindset of a champion. Okay? Whatever task that you want to commit, whatever goal, achievement that you want to succeed at, begin to thinking on that and begin to positive thinking, right? Be quoting the word. A lot of people will call it positive thinking. But we know that, what did the word say? If you meditate on my word, God says, if you meditate on my word, watch what you produce. Amen? Watch. Things will begin to change for you. If you say, okay, God, today it's going to be a great day. I thank you, Lord. You woke me up. You got me out of bed. I'm ready to go, Lord. Whatever it has, whatever it's doing, I thank you, Lord. Today is going to be a great day. God, I praise you this morning. Right? Instead of getting out of bed and like, I got to go to work this morning. Where's my coffee? No, change your thought process. Change it. Change your let's say, stinking thinking, right? Change it. Say, yes, God, you woke me up this morning. I'm good, Lord. I thank you. I'm going to have a great day. You know why? Because I'm blessed. Why? Because God says I'm blessed. Because God says I'm good, right? Because he said. And begin to quote the promises that God is. What did he say? I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? Begin to quote those things. Get in here and whatever verses you like, begin to quote them early in the morning. Whatever's going to help you, begin to quote those. Begin to say those out loud. Not just say it, but say it out loud, because sometimes your mind can't process it until you speak it out. Amen? I can overcome all things. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what God's word says. You are. See, the devil can only tempt you with things. If you want to overcome whatever addiction, whatever things in your life, the devil can only tempt you. What does he do? He makes a hole. He makes a hole, and he goes, hey, jump in. It's good. It's good. Jump in. That's what he does. It's like, oh, yeah, it's good. What did he do to Adam and Eve? Nah, you're not going to die. It's all good. Go ahead. Eat of the fruit. It's all good. Right? He didn't force it to them. He didn't give it to them. He can't do none of that. He has no power or authority over your life. Okay? All he can do is tempt you. Say, okay, yeah, jump in. What happens when we give in?
Yeah, that hole looks good. Let me jump in.
That's what we do. That's what we do. That's what we do. Okay? He has no power. He has no authority over you. Understand that. Any addiction, any things that you're trying to overcome, or any things that you're trying to achieve, whenever your body or something begins to tell you, oh, you can't do that. Oh, no, that's not good. Oh, no, no, no. Go back to drinking. Oh, no, no. Go back to stealing. Oh, no, no. Go do this. Go do that. Right? You can overcome that. And your mind can be prepared. Why? How? If you first put God's word first. Meditate on God's word. Meditate on God's word. Let it be a fruit. Let it be that seed that is going to produce that harvest. Amen? It starts in the mind. If you have a weak mind, you won't accomplish much. Joel, I'm very proud of you. Joel has been working out, getting it in, going for mile runs every morning. He has dedicated himself because he wants to achieve something. He wants to achieve something. So he has been very dedicated in doing it and doing it and doing it. He's looking great. He's getting the results. Guess what? It starts in the mind. You made up that decision to say, okay, I got to do this. No matter what, right? I have to do this. Some people didn't get here to church this morning. Why? Why? Because their mind process. They got beat right there at the beginning. Ah, I'm tired. I don't want to go to church. They got beat. What stopped them? It stopped them from getting their blessing. See, if you give in to temptation, if you give in to your lustful desires, they're always going to be around, okay? The difference is, I'm a changed man. Before, I used to give in to those lustful desires. But then I started reading. I started meditating on God every day. God, help me. God, help me, Lord. I don't want to fight anybody. I don't want to knock nobody out, right? God, help me. I want to be nice now, right?
I locked my wife out outside the other day. I locked her out. She was arguing with me. I just locked her out. I said, you come back in when you calm down. It didn't quite work. I tried, though. I tried. Right? No, she didn't leave. She... Oh, that's, yeah, sometimes she leaves. Where are you going? Right? But I'm not going to argue with you, though. It's not going to work, okay? So, sometimes we've got to change some things, amen? See, nobody can make you do anything you don't want to do. Nobody. Nobody. Let's go to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Thank you, Jesus. You guys getting it? Nobody. One person, huh? You guys getting it? Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not come. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Let's say amen to that. See, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world. What is the world tells you? I just told you that you have a million senses, right? All these things that you're processing. You know what's incredible? You can flip through a book of pictures really quick, okay? Everybody can. Listen, you can do this really quick. Sometimes I do that when I'm going through Netflix. I'll just hold the button. I'll just... And then my wife's like, what are you doing? How can you see? I'm like, you can see a watch. And then I'll stop and I'll know where. Okay? You can process that. Now, you might think you can't, but your mind can process that. Okay? That's how some people get brainwashed. That's the truth. Because they know the power of your mind, and if they can process a million things into your mind, you can get brainwashed. So do not be conformed for this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Listen, sometimes your friends are going to tell you, oh, no, you can't do that. Oh, no, that's not possible. This is it. This is who I am. This is how we are. We're from the streets. We come from the ghetto. I'm always going to be from the ghetto. This is who I am. I'm a product of the streets. You know, this is my life. Why do they say that? Nothing is stopping them, right? They're not chained. They're not bound. Nobody put a rope around them and placed them there. Why? Because it's in the mind. They have already made up their mind that this is the way it is, and they're not getting out of it. I'm always going to be this person, and I'm not changing. They made up their mind. Now, once they say, okay, I'm done with this. I'm fed up with this. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of it, right? Once they make up their mind to finally say, I'm going to change, that's when they can change. That happened with the prodigal son, right? That's what happened. He went out, did some crazy things. He said, forget you, Father. I got my money. I'm good, yo. Go out to the clubs, right? He was out there spending all his money, doing all kinds of crazy things. He gave into his lustful desires, his sinful desires. But then what changed him to come back, right? He was over there with the pigs. He was over there eating the scraps, you know. And it says in the Bible that he came to himself. He made up his mind and said, you know what? I can go back to my father's house. What am I doing? Why am I doing this? There's no need for this, right? That's what changed. It starts in the mind. It all starts in the mind. You want to accomplish something? Begin to prepare your mind. How am I going to achieve this? Begin to tell yourself, yes, I can. By God's name, I can. By God's name, I will. Because of him who says I am who he says I am. I can do what he tells me I can do. Change your mindset. Forget about your family that told you you couldn't. Forget about your friends that said, ah, man, this is the way we are. Forget about that. If God can do it, you can do it. Starts in your mind, though. Get to reading. Right? Get to knowing God's word. Because this is what's going to transform you. How many of us watch so much television? Your mind is precious. Whatever you're feeding into your mind, that's what you're going to project. So, what are you feeding into your mind? Think about it. What is the most thing that you're feeding into your mind? If it's a soap opera, guess what? You wonder why you got problems? Right? You're like, well, Rogelio went out to with the Esther, and Esther went out to, right? Right? That's what happens. You project that. Everything that you're putting into your mind is precious. It is precious. Some of these things are great for entertainment. That's fine, okay? But what more are you putting in your mind? Are you feeding it with all these negative music, all these negative movies, all these horrific stuff? I have a friend that he raps, and when he raps, it's so vile and disgusting, and it's like talking about so crazy stuff. And he's got a talent. But guess what? He feeds his mind into all these horror stuff, right? All these movies and all kinds of crazy stuff, and this is what comes out. You ever wonder why you cuss a lot?
What are you feeding in? Right? What are you projecting into your body? What are you projecting into your mind process? You want to change some things, then start projecting good stuff. You want your heart to grow, to be good, fruitful harvest, then put some good stuff. Put the Word of God. Quit missing Bible study, people. Project yourself with, surround yourself with people that are going the same goal, right? Surround yourself with good people that are in the same mindset, that are going to say, yeah, brother, let's go. Let's do this. We can do this. Yeah, sister, come on. I got your back. I'm praying for you. Come on. Right? That's what we do. Instead of all this other stuff. Right? All this other stuff is only stopping you from your destination. It's stopping you from your blessing. Amen? Listen, quit throwing your childish tantrums whenever you don't get your way. Okay? Stop it. Just stop it. Okay? If it doesn't happen that moment, that instant, it's okay. Do not say, look at God, you're not doing it. No. Change your thinking process, okay? To, all right, God, it's coming. It's coming. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. I know it's coming. Thank you, Jesus. See? You have to change that mindset, right? You've been putting garbage, you've been feeding garbage for so long, the devil's like, here, put some of this. All right. Oh, here, this is good. Here you go. Right? Nope, I guess. No. No, he has no control, okay? You tell that devil, you have no control or authority over me. My mind is being renewed by God's word. I am a new creation. God is making me new. God is putting some power within me. God is giving me authority to overcome these things. I am meditating on God's word. If he says I will get a good job, I will get a good job. If he says I'm getting a promotion, I am getting a promotion. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. Doesn't matter what the devil thinks. Doesn't matter what you think. Listen, if it was for me, I would have never been here. But it was God. I'm like, God, what do you want me to do? Do this. You sure, God? Yes, you can do it. Okay, God. If you think I can do it, I can do it then. I was faithful with the little things. I was faithful with the little things. When I became a Christian, right? They said, hey, we're cleaning out the shed at the church. Guess who showed up? Just me. Me and this other person that had he had to do hours, community service. That's the only reason why he was there. Okay? And in the rest of the church, nobody showed up. There's spiders and scorpions everywhere. Everywhere. The other guy, he was scared. The other guy said he was scared. He was scared. He's like, He was all jittery. I'm like, what are you scared for? He's like, man, I hate them, man. I hate them. I'm like, listen, if you're scared, you're going to get bit. Okay? I'm just grabbing them, whatever. Just clean it all out. I would go to church, and without anybody telling me, I would go and clean up the church and leave. Clean up the yard and leave. And on Sundays, they would walk in, and the pastor would say, praise God, somebody cleaned the church. We had a miracle. So I'd be in the back, yep. I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't say anything. Why? Because I was doing it towards God. I'd be there set up. Our last church, I was there all the time, setting up, breaking down. Those little things. What happened? And every time I would do it, I was like, God, I'm doing this for you. Thank you, Lord, that I can. Thank you, Lord, that you're giving me health. Thank you, Lord, that I'm good. You know? And God began to elevate me. He began to elevate me.
I didn't say, oh God, I have to do this, come on. Oh God, I have to go to church, come on. No, I'm like, God, I'm going to church. I know you got something for me, Lord. That's how you should be when you come in here. Get up early in the morning and get your, like, da 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 da, right? Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready. Why? Because you're going into the house of the Lord. He's going to bless you. Don't come in here, oh, no. Hope they got some good coffee this morning. No. Come in. Get your mind prepared. Get your mind prepared. This is scientifically proven. Okay? Scientifically proven. But guess what? That's what the Word says. You know, every time I see scientific facts, I'm like, you've been saying that, God, all along, and they don't listen. Been saying that. Read this. Don't just have this. Read it. Read it. Put it in your mind. Get one scripture and put it in your refrigerator and quote it all week long. I used to put it in my mirror, in my bathroom mirror, write it on there. So every day I'd go in there and brush my teeth. I'd look at it. It's like, it's a reminder. I could do all things through Christ Jesus. All right, yeah, that's right. Thank you, Lord. Amen? Change the way your thought process starts in your mind. You want to overcome? You want to achieve? You want to be successful? You want to be great? Starts in your mind. Just go out there and get some good Christian rap music. If you like Christian oldies, get some. If you like oldies, get some Christian oldies. Right? Change it. Change it. Right? In Spanish, when I was little, we always used to listen to the old crying music, right? Right? Everything was about, I lost my wife and she took off with my dog and stuff. Kind of like country, right? Right? And I'm drinking. That's what they say, in the, right? Tragos de amargo licor. You guys don't know that, huh? See? And then they wonder why they're always sad. This is what they're feeding into their mind. That's why when you come here and you're praising God, you're feeding something good into your soul, right? It's going to produce something good. If you're feeding crappy stuff, it's going to produce crappy results out of your mind. Feed your mind with some good music. Listen, I love DMX, okay? I met him, he's a great guy, but I used to listen to his Rough Rider stuff, you know, his hardcore stuff. And I used to get all wild up, and I was, like, looking for fights, and then I would fight, right? And I was like, man, you know, there's something going on here. Every time, you know, I'm listening to this stuff, and I'm drinking, and then all these other things, right? Used to get me all wild up. So I started switching it. I started looking for Christian rappers. I started buying some Christian rap. And now I meditate on that. When I listen, when I'm cruising, I'm like, yeah, bumping my head. It's good stuff, and it gives you good things in your mind. It's feeding you the Word. Amen? Guard your mind process. Don't let anybody tell you something that ain't true. Amen? When people tell you, oh, no, this, this, and that. Or, yeah, no, this is just the way it is. You can't be rich. You're poor. You come from poor. Whatever, brother. God's got a plan for my life. God's got a blessing for my life. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand up. Let me tell you that freedom begins in the mind. There are many bright people that choose to believe the lies of the devil. They are captive to their own mindset because of the lies that they believe. Don't believe the devil's lies. You have all the power and authority. Freedom starts in your mind. Visualize your achievements. Begin to think. Begin to think. Visualize it. Visualize what God has promised you. What God's Word says. Begin to think and meditate on God. If he says you can have it, then you can have it. If he says you can achieve it, then you can achieve it. Don't listen to the devil's lies. Jesus said, I have come to set the captives free. Shout it, I am free. Shout it, I am free. I am changing my mind. In the name of Jesus. I can do all things in the name of Jesus. I am who he says I am. I can be what he says I can be. I can do what he says I can do. In the name of Jesus.